Prayodasi ki jai. Well, we've had so much very nice chanting that I certainly can't top that we've had from our young devotees today. So I think due to the time, we'll just kind of go right into class. So, jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya, jaya Nityananda, jaya Advaita Chandra, jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya, jaya Nityananda, jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya. Jaya. So today I'm going to start out by reading some of the real basic verses that explain a little bit about the position of Lord Nityananda. So this is from Adi Lila, chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. Sarva avatari Krishna swayam bhagavan tanhara dvitiya deha shri balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Ekai sarupa donhe bina matra kaya adyakaya vyuha Krishna lila rasahaya. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Se Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra, Se Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. So we understand from the writings of Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Nityananda is non-different than Balaram. He is the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya, and just as Balaram appears as the elder brother of Krishna in Vrindavan Lila, in Chaitanya Lila, in Navadvip, Lord Nityananda, well, he, of course, he appears in Ekachakra, but he appears and acts as the older brother of Lord Chaitanya. It says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. He is the first bodily expansion of Krishna and assists Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So, Balaram, of course, is the first expansion of Krishna. Krishna is the Adi Purusha. He is Swayam Bhagavan. But Lord Balaram is equal, is described in as a plenary expansion. He's equal in power, non-different really than Krishna. So one time Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the difference from Krishna and Balaram? How are Krishna and Balaram different? Do I remember what he answered? He said, Krishna is black and Balaram is white. Well, so we can see from that the identity of Balaram is not different from Krishna and his potencies. Of course, they do have different personalities. Krishna exhibits endless variety in all of his expansions and all of his incarnations. So similarly, Nityananda has a little bit different personality, a little bit different pastimes than Lord Chaitanya, but he is considered to be non-different. He is, in fact, even in the Bhagavatam, Balaram is often called the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can understand the great power of Lord Nityananda Balaram. It's also to be understood that just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not exactly an incarnation of Krishna, he is Krishna himself. Described that Lord Chaitanya is directly Krishna. So similarly, Lord Nityananda is directly Balaram. And they have that same potency, and they exhibit their pastimes in Navadvip as devotees rather than as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaram is Krishna's first expansion, and he is sometimes called Sankarshan. So whatever we speak about Balaram now equally applies to Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda and Balaram are non-different. So Balaram further expands, first as Mahasankarshan. Mahasankarshan is the maintainer of all of the spiritual planets. It is all of the Narayan expansions, everything come from Lord Balaram. Then, of course, so he is within the spiritual world, maintaining, upholding the spiritual world. Then, of course, outside of the spiritual world, you know, we have the Brahmajyota, the Virata River, we have the causal ocean. He expands again as Mahavishnu, as Mahavishnu, as Karnadakshaya Vishnu, as his next expansion, lays on the causal ocean. All of the universes emanate from his body, from the pores of his body with his outward breathing. All the universes are created. Then he again expands within every universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He says his perspiration fills half of the universe with the Garbhadak ocean, lays down upon it. The lotus comes from his navel. Lord Brahma is born. And then the creation of the universe begins by his power. Then there's a third expansion. This is actually the fourth expansion of Balaram, which is Shiradakshaya Vishnu. Shiradakshaya Vishnu, of course, has his planet, Swetadweep, the milk ocean. But even more importantly, he manifests within the heart of every living entity. So as the Supersoul, the Antaryami, is within every single one of us, every living entity. So this is some of the greatness of Nityananda Ram, Balaram Nityananda. Then there's one more expansion. Well, there's many expansions, but the fifth expansion that's mentioned in this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the expansion of Anantashesha. So Anantashesha, of course, sometimes is seen as the thousand-headed, you know, snake or cobra sort of manifestation. And he, of course, is the support of the entire material universe at the bottom of all the universes. He is supporting and upholding all the universes. And he's also upholding Krishna as his bed. So you see, if you see pictures of Vishnu or pictures of Narayan, it's in the bed of Sheshanaga that he is supporting him. So in this way, Lord Balaram, as Shesha, provides all types of personal service to Krishna. And he is constantly chanting his glories. It's described that with every one of his hoods, he is chanting the glories of Krishna. And he does this for eternity. And he never repeats the same pastime or the same quality of Krishna, because they are so vast and so unlimited. And only Ananta can even begin to fathom the greatness of Krishna and his many, many attributes. He also assumes, in his role of personal servant, the forms of Krishna's umbrella, slippers, couch, pillows, garments, residence, his sacred thread, and so on. So much of the paraphernalia. So even, the pujaris sometimes meditate on even the paraphernalia that we use to worship Krishna on the altar is really an expansion of Balaram, and therefore an expansion of Lord Nityananda. So just as Balaram considers himself a servant of Krishna, so does Nityananda. Even though Lord Chaitanya treats him with the greatest respect as an elder, in Adi Lila chapter 5 and verse 135 is explained, sometimes he serves Lord Chaitanya as his guru, sometimes as a friend, and sometimes as a servant, just as Lord Balaram played with Lord Krishna in these three different moods in Braja. So we see that there's actually three really different rasas that Balaram has with Krishna. Sometimes he is his elder, he's his elder brother, and Krishna will massage his feet and be very respectful. Mother Yashoda will say, do you take care of, you know, your younger brother Krishna, make sure that he is safe? And sometimes they are just in this friendship as coward boys, playing and wrestling and doing sports, you know, in the forests of Vrindavan. And then, of course, Balaram also thinks of himself as servant of Krishna and just wants to serve Krishna and help him. And he's his advisor, his counselor, his confidant. So he's friend, he's a servant, and he's also his elder. So Nityananda acts in similar ways. So there's so much to talk about Lord Nityananda. I don't know how long the class is supposed to go now that we've started quite late. But anyway, I'll just see how far we can get. The devotees appreciate Nityananda in many ways. First, as just a great spiritual personality with very attractive qualities that we all enjoy hearing about in his qualities and his pastimes. But he's also the reservoir of all spiritual strength. It's like Balaram. Bala means strength. Ram means one who gives pleasure. So Nityananda Ram is there also providing the strength and pleasure. to the devotees. He's also considered to be the original guru, the Adi Guru, the spiritual master of the world. He's most important in spreading the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. He is his primary assistant, his primary weapon in the Sankirtan army, as Lord Nityananda goes out throughout Bengal, Orissa, those areas, preaching Krishna consciousness, converting people, chanting the holy name, and so many people are becoming devotees by the strength of Lord Nityananda, who is working on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. And finally, and maybe most importantly to us, Lord Nityananda is known to the devotees for his compassion and his mercy on the fallen conditioned souls. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu will exhibit great mercy to us, and we can pray for that mercy and expect that mercy. And today, of course, is a very, very wonderful day to meditate upon Lord Nityananda and give our heartfelt prayers to him, that he would bestow a little bit of his kindness and his mercy and his help to us, that we can become spiritually strong and that we can advance in Krishna consciousness and know Krishna. Should probably give a little short history of the life of Lord Nityananda. He was born in Ekachakra, a small village in Bengal, around the year 1474. So he was born about 12 years before Lord Chaitanya. He's a little bit older than Lord Chaitanya. His parents were Hadai Oja, and his father was Padmavati. And they were very pious Brahmins. As a child, Nityananda is most known for his pastimes of enacting plays and pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, of Lord Krishna, like this. And of course, he always wanted to play the role of Lakshman or Balaram in those plays. But he seemed to know pastimes and things that no one ever taught him. And he just astounded the whole community there. And everybody loved him and was so attracted to him. So he was there to his 12th year. And his 13th year of traveling sannyasi came. Sometimes it's said that that is Lakshmipati Tirtha. People say it's not quite sure. He does meet Lakshmipati Tirtha, of course, later. But the sannyasi asks a boon from his parents. He says, please let this wonderful child of yours come with me, be my traveling companion. Now, of course, being good, brahminical, faithful people, they had to accept what the sannyasi asked them to do, but they were heartbroken. It was with such reluctance that they agreed. And in fact, Hadai later gave up his life heartbroken from missing the association of his son Nitai. So at any rate, he traveled for 20 years all over the places of pilgrimages, all over India. And it's said that he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. Now, that's sometimes it's said that his guru was Madhavendra Puri, sometimes it says it's Ishvara Puri. There are different accounts of it, so I'm not quite clear. It depends on to read. Because obviously, Lakshmipati Tirtha would have been very, very old, two or three generations ahead. Now, we know Lakshmipati Tirtha's prominent disciple was Madhavendra Puri. And according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Nityananda met Madhavendra Puri, spent some time with him, and they had wonderful pastimes together, talking about Krishna, laughing, crying, chanting, dancing, and ecstasy together. So there was a very, very close relationship between Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Puri. So he was at least his Shiksha Guru, if not his Diksha Guru. But we'll go with Lakshmipati Tirtha. That's sometimes said that way. Now, this was a very important relationship because the worship of Radha Krishna was not firmly established even within Vaishnavism. Most of the branches of Vaishnavism really were more into the worship of Lakshmi Narayan and, you know, in more a mood of awe and reverence. But Lakshmipati Tirtha and Madhavendra Puri really initiated this worship of Radha Krishna, not that it wasn't there before, but very strongly. You know, they really sort of instituted it and moved it forward and coalesced it. And of course, Madhavendra Puri came, and his great disciple was Ishvara Puri, who was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we say, accepted him as his guru. That was actually his mercy to Ishvara Puri. So this was a very, very important line that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu obviously picked because they exemplified what he wanted to teach, which was pure Krishna prema and the worship of Radha and Krishna. Okay. So finally, when Lord Nityananda was about 32 years old and Lord Chaitanya was still a young man, about 20, they finally meet in Navadvipa. And they had an incredible reunion. They were together for hours. They would chant and dance. And it was just totally ecstatic. People could hardly believe the amount of love that was generated between the two of them. So he was very instrumental, of course, in preaching the Yuga Dharma, Sankirtan, all over Gaudadesh. Very, very merciful to so many people, and there's so many pastimes around that. At a certain point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that he was going to really retire the sort of active preaching. And we know the last 6 years of his life, he was really more or less in seclusion in Jagannath Puri, very much deeply absorbed in the mood of Radharani, in separation from Krishna. So before that, he asked Nityananda to get married. Before that, Nityananda was really known as like an avaduta, someone who was just very renounced. He didn't really follow any particular rules of varnashram, anything like that. He was a sannyasi, but some people even doubted whether, you know, it's like his behavior was somewhat erratic, nothing to do with following any particular rules of sannyas, but he was a sannyasi. But on the order of Lord Chaitanya only, he did get married. And of course, he married Srimati Janavi Devi, the most exalted wife. And also, he actually took two wives also, Vishuddha, who was Janava's sister. If I have time, I'll get to one of that pastime. A very interesting pastime of how they married. Lord Nityananda finally wound up his earthly pastimes, merging into a deity of Krishna known as Bunkam Roy, not far from Ekachakra.
What age?
Hmm?
At what age?
I don't know. Does anybody know? He lives some years past Lord Chaitanya. He succeeded him, but it must not have been terribly old because his wife Janava lived for many, many years afterwards, and she became actually sort of the head of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas at the time. It was very, very influential, taking disciples and preaching, you know, throughout the area and in Vrindavan too, in Vrindavan and in Bengal. So, and he also had he had two children, actually not from Janava, but from Vishuddha. And then Vishuddha passed away after giving birth, I think, to her second child. Well, she actually had several children, but the two lived, who were Ganga Devi Dasi, very great devotee, daughter, and Virachandra, who was considered an incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, actually Shri Dakshay Vishnu. So and Virachandra actually took initiation from his stepmother, Janavi Devi Dasi. So the preaching continued on after Lord Nityananda. Some of Lord Nityananda's qualities. He was very childlike, very funny. Like I said, he was an avaduta, somewhat unpredictable in his behavior. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Majjhalila 12, chapter 12. Nityananda did innumerable extraordinary deeds engrossed in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. Like a little boy, he went about his work with simple enthusiasm. He spoke always very sweetly to all the devotees he met and danced and laughed and sang to himself in bliss. Sometimes moved to an outburst of ecstasy, he roared loudly, astonishing one and all. He sometimes jumped and swam in the swelling, hissing monsoon waters of the Ganga that were infested with crocodiles. And he fearlessly and carefree swam with the crocodiles. You know, sometimes he'd be swimming with the dolphins or something. He was swimming with the crocodiles. Everyone gasped with consternation, but he swam laughing and splashing in the mood of Anantasesha, feeling completely at home in the waters of the Ganga. At times, Nityananda became so surcharged in ecstasy and love of Krishna that he went into an unconscious trance lasting 3 or 4 days. These are some of the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord. They are endless and eternal, and Vrindavan Das says, I'm incapable of describing them all. One of the qualities, of course, as we mentioned, is that Lord Nityananda is a source of spiritual strength. Now, here's from a purport of Srila Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.14.45, where he describes this. Srila Prabhupada says, Jnanasim, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna, and one who serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. Balaram is Nityananda. This Balaram comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so merciful in this age of Kali that one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age, and their weapon is Sankirtan Harinam. Thus one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. So devotees can certainly pray to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength. Give us the ability to overcome the obstacles of this material world, overcome the different trials, tribulations, the pains, the pleasures that we all find ourselves in. Mostly pain in this material world when it really comes down to it, especially after a certain age. But by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, by the mercy of Balaram, we can become strong in the face of these things. Okay. One of the most important qualities, as I mentioned, is the quality of compassion for the living entities. We heard a little bit, the children singing Nite Pada Kamala, which is so nice, and I think in Sri Gaurangi, she quoted some of the translation of Nite Pada Kamala, which is such a beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur. So this is sort of a translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. I think it's in the songbook, where Prabhupada says, this is a very nice song, Nite Pada Kamala, sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises that Nitai Pad, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Kamala means lotus and Pad means feet, are a shelter where one will get the most soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of billions of moons. In this material world, Jagat, which is progressing toward hell, there's always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. And therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of millions of moons. Jaraya means relief. One actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs. Narottam Das Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. So, in this regard, Lord Nityananda's mercy, I didn't know how long the class would go, I just want to make sure that we get this in because you cannot celebrate the appearance day of Lord Nityananda without talking about Jagai and Madai, right? This is sort of our keynote pastime, which depicts the great mercy of Lord Nityananda. And even if we've heard it 50 times, we need to hear it one more time, right? Okay. I'm actually reading this version. They're all similar, but this is from the Nityananda Charitamrita. Nityananda Charitamrita was also written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, who is none other than the incarnation of Vyasadeva, so it's pretty authoritative. One day, Lord Chaitanya suddenly ordered Nityananda and Haridas Thakur as follows. Listen, listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas. Go and preach my order everywhere. Beg everyone, chant Krishna, worship Krishna, learn the science of Krishna. Do not preach anything other than this. At the end of the day, come and report to me. One day, Nityananda and Haridas met two drunkards on the way. These two were plunderers, murderers, addicted to wine and women. There was no end to their misdeeds. There was no sin that they had not committed. Though born in a Brahmin family, they ate beef and drank wine. They plundered people's wealth and set fires to people's houses. Both of these drunkards roamed the streets and very severely beat whomever they caught. Now, this is kind of normal for us, Kali Yuga people like this around, but this was probably extremely unusual in Navadvip to have Brahmins who had fallen so low in this horrible, you know, violent, criminal behavior like this. To impart the message of Lord Chaitanya, both Nityananda and Haridas went before the two drunkards. From a little distance, they loudly repeated the Lord's message. Nityananda and Haridas said, "Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and sing the glories of Krishna. Give up your sinful life and worship him." Hearing the loud voice of Nityananda and Haridas, the two drunkards raised their hands and looked around. Eyes became red with anger. Seeing the sannyas feature of Nityananda and Haridas, they chased him, screaming, "Catch them, catch them!" Nityananda Haridas quickly ran away. Finally, they reached the home of Lord Chaitanya, and they reported their day's activity. He said, "We have seen two strange persons. They are heavy drunkards, yet they call themselves Brahmins. We politely asked them to chant the holy names of Krishna, and they chased us in anger. We were fortunate to be alive." Lord Vishvambhara smilingly replied, "These drunkards were already delivered the moment they had your darshan. Since you desire their ultimate benefit, Krishna will soon deliver them." So one day, after traveling around Nadia, Nityananda Prabhu was returning home in the evening, and the two brothers caught him. Jagai and Madhya screamed, "Who is this? Who are you?" Nityananda replied, "I am going to Lord Chaitanya's house." "Drunk as usual," they asked him. "What's your name?" Nityananda replied, "My name is Avaduta." He had already decided to deliver these two fallen souls. He thus purposefully came to their place that night. Hearing the name Avaduta, Madhai became extremely angry. He picked up his pitcher and hit Lord Nityananda on the head. As the pitcher hit Lord Nityananda's head, it cut him and he started bleeding. Nityananda Prabhu simply remembered Govinda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's bleeding head, Jagai became compassionate. He forbade Madhai from hitting the Lord again. Jagai said, "Why did you do such a cruel thing? What will you gain in killing a beggar? Leave him. It's no good to kill a sannyasi." People quickly went and told Lord Chaitanya about this incident. The Lord instantly rushed to the spot with his associates. Blood flew from Lord Nityananda's head. He was simply smiling, standing between the two sinners. Seeing blood on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's head, Lord Chaitanya went into a trance and began to invoke his Sudarshan Chakra, which we heard all about this morning in our beautiful new outfit and decorations. The Sudarshan Chakra instantly appeared there, and Jagai and Madhai personally saw it. All the devotees became totally perplexed. In the meantime, Lord Nityananda quickly began to persuade the Lord. Lord Nityananda said, "O Lord, when Madhai tried to hit me again, this Jagai actually saved me. Just by chance, blood came out. I'm not at all disturbed. I beg you, please give me their two bodies and alms." As soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that Jagai had saved Nityananda Prabhu, he became pleased and embraced Jagai. The Lord said to Jagai, "May Krishna be merciful to you. You have purchased me by saving Nityananda. Ask for any boon you desire. From today, you will achieve loving devotional service." As soon as the Lord gave pure devotional service to Jagai, he at once fell senseless to the ground. The Lord said, "Jagai, please get up and look at me. I have indeed awarded you love and devotion." Then Jagai saw the beautiful four-handed form of Lord Vishvambhara, holding a conch, a disc, a club, and a lotus in his hand. Seeing this form of Lord Chaitanya, Jagai again fell senseless to the ground. Of course, they're the original doorkeepers and giant Vijay, and of course, the form of the Lord is, that they would have worshipped would have been the four-handed form of Narayana. As the Lord bestowed mercy on Jagai, Madhai's heart became purified and changed. In a moment, he took hold of the Lord's cloth, and with folded hands, he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He appealed to the Lord, "Lord, both Jagai and I committed sins together. Why then do you discriminate in giving your mercy? Please be merciful to me, and I'll surely chant your holy names." So did Lord Chaitanya immediately give him his mercy? No. He said, "You have committed a grave offense at the feet of Nityananda. Now fall at his lotus feet and beg your pardon." Because one has to get forgiveness from the person that you have offended. But Krishna won't just say, "Yeah, you're forgiven." No, you have to get forgiveness from the devotee that has been offended. ordered by the Lord, Madai at once caught hold of the invaluable wealth of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Vishwambhara said to Nityananda Prabhu, "Listen, Nityananda, it is proper. If someone falls to your lotus feet, you should be merciful to him. Since he has made you bleed, only you can forgive him. Now he has surrendered unto you." Nityananda replied, "O Lord, what can I say? You can bestow mercy to anyone, even to a tree. If I have any piety amassed from previous births, I'm giving it all to Madai. I don't care for any of the offenses he's done to me." Just see the wonderful mercy of Lord Nityananda. Who can understand such kindness? Somebody attacks you, makes your head bleed, and he says, "If I have any pious activities, I give that all up. The results of that, I give it all to this person so that he may receive your mercy." Amazing. Vishwambhara said, "If you've indeed forgiven his offenses, embrace him so his life will be successful." Instructed by the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu tightly embraced Madai. All his material bondage and massive sins were destroyed. Nityananda Prabhu entered the body of Madai, and thus Madai became fully equipped with all the energies of the Lord. Both Jagai and Madai were delivered. Then they offered prayers to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu then commanded them, "Sin no more." Yes, you may be forgiven. You can receive the mercy of the Lord, but don't continue your sinful activities. And of course, Jagai and Madai went on to be great devotees. They were part of the whole entourage of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and became very well known as devotees in that area. Now, we mentioned before that Nityananda Balaram is the original guru. We can actually understand Lord Chaitanya through Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada says this in a lecture. Similarly, real strength is spiritual strength. That spiritual strength is Balaram. Bala means strength. Therefore, we take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram means guru. We want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want to understand Krishna, we must take shelter of Balaram. So that Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram Haila Nitai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balaram. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then we get peace. Nityananda Prabhu is strength, spiritual strength. And without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balaram. The source of spiritual strength is Balaram. It's Krishna's next manifestation, Prakash, Vigraha. So we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. So we know that this idea of Guru Tattva. In other words, sometimes it's said like Guru was one. It's not that there's different ideas, something different from different gurus. There'll be differences because everyone has a personality. But the basic essence is the same. And that's Guru Tattva, because that essence is the knowledge of Krishna. That pure knowledge comes through the line of specific succession through the gurus. And therefore, we know Krishna, or we know Lord Chaitanya, because of our relationship with our guru and that specific line that goes back. So where does it go back to? It goes back to Nityananda Balaram, as the original gurus that Krishna has deputized to give spiritual knowledge to everyone, to the world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also spoke about this. This is in an old article in The Harmonist from Bhaktisiddhanta. He says, "The guru is the embodiment of the manifestation of divinity to the pure receptive spiritual essence of the disciple. Nityananda is the primary manifest constituent of the divinity. Nityananda alone possesses the distinctive function of the guru. In Nityananda, this function is embodied. Nityananda is the servant god. He serves Sri Gaurasundar by the distinctive method of reverential service. Individual souls are under the direction of Nityananda. They receive their service of Sri Gaurasundar, of Krishna, at his hands." So it's very, very important that we approach Lord Nityananda to understand our relationship with Krishna, as being stated here. Srila Prabhupada once said, if you want to know Krishna, you have to approach Radharani. Right? Because Radharani recommends the devotee to Krishna. So this is, Prabhupada says, Radharani said, this is a very nice devotee. And she says, Krishna, you know, note him, note this person. So we must approach Krishna through Radharani. And then Prabhupada said, and how do we approach Radharani? Through Lord Chaitanya. Because as we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of Radharani. Right? He's Krishna and Radha together. So in that mood of Radharani, we can approach. And he says, and how do we approach Lord Chaitanya? Through Lord Nityananda. And he says, and how do we approach Lord Nityananda? By approaching Jagai Madhai. So, in other words, when one tries to help the mission, to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, to try to bring back the fallen conditioned souls in this age of Kali, in this material world, they become very, very pleased. So that was probably saying, if we can engage in a Sankirtan movement, Lord Nityananda becomes pleased, Lord Chaitanya becomes pleased, Radharani becomes pleased, and Krishna becomes pleased. Real simple. Okay. And also, a nice example of Lord Nityananda's guru is an example of Krishnadas Kaviraj. Because, as we know, Krishnadas Kaviraj's guru was Lord Nityananda. And he talks about, at the end of chapter 5, starting with text 173, how he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Krishnadas says, my brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. These two brothers, I told him, are like one body. They're identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one but disrespect the other, the logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. Right? In other words, you want the eggs on one end, but you don't want to feed them the other. That's the idea. Okay. Be better to be an atheist and slight both brothers than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other. There's more to the story. He has Manikitan Ram Das was there and he was offended. Anyway, that night, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality in chastising my brother. I fell at his feet offering my obeisances and placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy, blackish complexion. His tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. Then there's actually quite a long description of how Lord Nityananda looked, how he appeared to him. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. Oh, my dear Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand, and he disappeared with his associates, who had all appeared with him, coward men, coward boys. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke. When I regained consciousness, I saw morning had come. I thought of what I had seen and heard and concluded the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second, I started for Vrindavan, which is, about 1,000 miles away? In other words, he just immediately takes off walking to Vrindavan. And by his mercy, I reached there in great happiness. All glory to Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I've attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. All glory to the merciful Lord Nityananda, whose mercy I have attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana. So Krishnadas Kaviraj was so fortunate that he goes to Vrindavan, he takes shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. He also befriends Sri Raghunath Swami. Sri Raghunath Swami was a great repository of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And in fact, he had copies of all the notes that Sarup Damodar, who is the most intimate, close associate of Lord Chaitanya Jagannath Puri, had kept. And so all of this information, and Murari Gupta, I believe, had also collected different notes and like this, and they gave this all to Krishnadas Kaviraj. And from this, these first-hand accounts, I don't believe Krishnadas Kaviraj actually, I don't know if he actually ever met Lord Chaitanya himself, but he got all of this firsthand information, and he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita, which of course is the most amazing, you know, greatest compilation of the philosophy and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't know if this is a clue to wind up here. I also want to say one last thing. Nityananda also guides the devotees to highest devotional service. We can understand, as we mentioned, Radha Krishna through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada talks about this. This is actually, he's continuing Narottam Das Thakura's song Nidipada Kamala. Prabhupada says, what will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Heno Nitai Bhine Bhai. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna Paiti Naiti, it will be very difficult to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna conscious movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says, Nityananda does not directly instruct in the confidential service of Krishna. Srimati Radhika is the guru of the inner circle of the servants of Krishna. Srimati Radhika, however, accepts the offer of service only to those souls who are specially favored by Nityananda and are deemed by him as fit for her service. There is therefore a most intimate relationship between the function of Nityananda and that of Srimati Radhika, which is at once supplementary to and inclusive of the former. Now that's a very interesting point, because I normally wouldn't think of, you know, Srimati Radharani, you know, who is the exemplar of Madhurya, Leela Madhurya Ras, and Lord Nityananda, who is the exemplar of Satya Ras, with the Coward Boys, of having this intimate close relationship, but they do. In fact, one thing I was remembering in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, at one point, Lord Nityananda goes to travel with all of his coward boys. You know, the coward boys from Vrindavan joined him, who had all come to take part in these pastimes, and they were traveling and acting as coward boys with their sticks and everything and their rope. And who else traveled with them? Gadadhar Prabhu. Gadadhar Prabhu is who? Radharani. And they had this very close relationship. And they traveled and had a good time together with Nityananda and Gadadhar, as obviously Balaram and Radharani. So it's just a kind of an interesting note that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is saying that therefore there's this intimate relationship, and therefore when we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. Okay, I've got about half an hour worth of pastimes here for another day, another time. We'll end up with, I think this is, we definitely we're getting ready here. Okay, this is sort of a wrap up, a final, the glories of Nityananda, again from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 22. Sri Chaitanya has, of course, declared clearly that Sri Nityananda is the Supreme Lord himself. Moreover, one can only know the supreme absolute position of Sri Chaitanya by the mercy of Nityananda. No ordinary person with a little piety can become a devotee of Nityananda, because to such a devotee, Nityananda has revealed the supra-mundane activities of Sri Chaitanya. One who reads or hears this transcendental narration about Vishvarup becomes the servant of Sri Anantasesha and very dear to Sri Nityananda. Oh, glorious to Sri Nityananda, who is always taking shelter of Sri Gaurachandra. You are the stalwart preacher of congregational chanting from Gauda. Who can take shelter of Lord Chaitanya without first receiving your grace? Will that day ever be mine when I shall see Sri Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya together with all their associates? My greatest source of strength and security is that Sri Chaitanya is the Lord of my dear Sri Nityananda. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, and Sri Nityananda are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this humble song at their lotus feet. It's a wonderful day to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, of course, automatically. So it's a good day to remember these pastimes, to read pastimes, think about Lord Chaitanya, think about Lord Nityananda, chant the holy name, do service, all of these things. And we'll get special blessings, special mercy. That's why we celebrate these wonderful festival days, these appearance days. Because it helps us to remember. It's not so much that we're looking for some special credit or, you know, to get some special benefit. But what we want as devotees is we want to remember Krishna, remember Lord Chaitanya. And these days help us with that. They embed that thought, that memory, that remembrance, that smaranam of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya through the process of shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting about their glories. And of course, besides shravanam kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, archanam is a very important process, and we'll have this wonderful opportunity of seeing the bathing of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, which is very, very auspicious. Okay. So thank you all very much. We might have a minute or two. We have a couple minutes? Maybe? A couple minutes. Okay. Any comments, questions? Yes. You're on first. The masked man.
You mentioned how is it that you get Radharani's mercy from Lord Nityananda? In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada said some of the coward boys, such as Madhav Mangal, and the ones that run messages back and forth between Krishna and Radharani.
Right, yeah, like Subal, Arjuna, about those type, Madhav Mangal, you mean?
They experience an ecstasy similar to the gopis.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're called Prana, Prema. I forget the name. But anyway, a special group of coward boys who actually also are involved in the pastimes of Krishna and the Madhurya with the gopis. Okay? And so, yeah. So there is some crossover like that. But at any rate, we can just hear it from the authorities of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that we simply get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He will help us to get the mercy of Radha Krishna. Whether we understand all the intricacies or not. Is anything else?
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you for the nice class. Guruji, just wanted to clarify, you mentioned that before Lord Nityananda Prabhu entered Grihastha Ashram by the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mm-hmm. he had actually taken the vows of sannyas. Is that like vows, or was he just abdhut? Because I never heard this, so just clarifying that I understand.
I actually have never read or seen that he actually, like Lord Chaitanya directly took sannyas vows, right, from Keshava Bharati.
Yes.
You know, I never really read that Nityananda, you know, actually formally did that. Does anybody know? He was Brahmachari.
Yeah.
He was considered a renunciate, but he did not actually take those vows, because that would have been probably too much of a violation of Veda culture to do that. But because he hadn't, he was free to do that still. And it's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He didn't really want to particularly, you know, but Lord Chaitanya insisted because for the purpose of preaching, he needed to do this, so he agreed. Right.
Anyone else?
And by the way, his two wives, Janava and Vishuddha, were actually Revati and Varuni in Krishna Leela. Very, very, so they were, you know, very special.
Yes. Hare Krishna, about your comment on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's comment on relationship with Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar or Radharani. Mm-hmm. Actually, there is a song by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, and one line is stating like that. Radharo bhogini anango manjuri nitai nitui shebe. Means Radharo bhogini. Bhogini means sister. Ananga Manjari, we know that in Vrindavan pastime, Ananga Manjari was Radharani's sister.
Yeah.
So Radharam Bhagini Ananga Manjari, Nitai, is Ananga Manjari's Nitai, Nitui Shabu. Nitui means Nitta, eternally, serving.
What's the relationship between Ananga Manjari, Radharani's sister, and Nityananda?
Ananga Manjari said that as a Shankarshan, Shokharash, Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu is as a Shokharash. In Madhurya Rash, Ananga Manjari served Radha and Krishna as a Shankarshan.
Oh, really? I never heard that before. That's in a song by Vrindavan Das.
Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then first line is Nitai, I forgot that, but it's a song by Vrindavan Das Thakur.
Do you have a translation of that?
I have that.
Could you send that to me?
Okay, sure.
I'd like to see it. I've never heard it before.
Sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Antare Nitai, Bahire Nitai, Nitai.
Okay. That's good. It's always nice to learn something new. All right, thank you. Anyone else? Any of the ladies? We haven't heard from the side over here. They're all very engaged. Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. Hari Bol.